PTSD and a traumatic brain injury, that's basically the wound of Afghanistan and Iraq. The signature wound, if you will, is the TBI.
On this edition of Let's Talk About It, Normalizing Mental Health Conversations from the ongoing series Making a Difference, we meet Anthony Charles Norris, a graduate of NICSA High School who, in 2006, during his senior year at Drury University, chose to delay graduation and pharmacy school to join the Army. In the coming years, between deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan as a member of a three-man psychological operations team working special operations missions, Norris would earn biology and chemistry degrees from Drury, but in July 2010, when Norris was on foot patrol with U.S. Marines in Helmand Province, Afghanistan, an IED blast sent shrapnel into Norris's body and concussive waves into his brain. From the KSMU studios, with his service dog, Penny, at his side, Anthony Norris shares his story.
Boom, and like everything was like dark brown. It didn't knock me over, didn't knock me out. I'm not thinking I was even hit at this point, because right behind me was my linguist and then my junior guy, and we were in the middle of the patrol. They actually didn't get hit at all. It was only me, and I literally opened my body armor, and I had blood all the way down to my chest.
A ball bearing had lodged in Norris's neck. Rocks and gravel, propelled by the blast, tore into his skin. Norris sustained injuries to his shoulder, arm, and elbow, and he had a heck of a headache. After getting patched up in the field, Norris and his team completed that day's mission, and following further medical treatment, Norris did come home on medical leave, but was anxious to get back to his men and his special operations missions.
Yeah, I could have left, but it wasn't an option for me. I literally didn't even consider it. I actually came home on leave shortly after that, and couldn't tell anyone because I was going back. In combat, my job was nature for me. Like, it wasn't something I struggled or took a lot of brain power for me to do. It came very natural to me. And it's simple. In combat, you live or die. You don't have to worry about bills, mowing the yard. You don't have to worry about all those things that we do here. And that's why a lot of guys have that, I want to go back. Because it's simple and easy.
Military medical personnel are literal lifesavers in the field and in the operating room, but it's hard to patch up wounds which can't be seen. And even though he didn't know it at the time, Anthony Norris was going to learn a lot about traumatic brain injury.
Now, there's different types of TBIs. There's a concussion TBI, and then there's a blast TBI. Completely different. But they both share the same symptoms of PTSD. Memory loss, irritability, anger, depression, anxiety, insomnia, and the list continues. And so being in combat with a brain injury, I didn't know I had a brain injury at the time. The deficiencies did not really kick in until I got home. Well, they may have kicked in, I just didn't notice them until I got home. And when I really started noticing it is when I tried to find Batteries Plus one day, that store I've been to forever. I'm driving up and down Glenstone for 30 minutes looking for this damn store that I know is here. I'm like, did they move it? It's not on Glenstone. So my navigational ability is down to zero. Finding my house required a GPS. My keys, my wallet, my phone requires my service dog. I can say, Penny, where's my phone? And she'll go find it and bring it to me. Should bring my boots, that kind of thing. My legs give out, my arms give out, I fall over, I drop stuff. My brain shuts down for a three-day period of time where like I literally stay in the house, Penny takes care of me, and then we go on. It's like my brain reboots. So like I used to speak five languages, you know, I told you. Now I barely read and write, speak English. Like I cannot read and comprehend anything. I have to have it read to me to comprehend it. And given I have a master's degree, I was shortly divorced after I got home within the first year. So anyway, we split, and The pain was just getting worse, the physical pain, the mental pain, the screams, couldn't quiet them down. For a week, I didn't go to work. I didn't eat. I sat home and I drank. I didn't take my meds. And my gun sitting there on the coffee table, beautiful gun, Kimber 1911, and it's looking very desirable. Not that that's the way I wanted to go, but that that was a solution to end the screams, to end the pain. That would have fixed it all.
A chance visit by Anthony Norris's mother prevented what would have become a personal tragedy for the family, and that day's heart-to-heart talk convinced Anthony to seek professional help.
I didn't want to cause my mom that pain, so I agreed to go to therapy for her. And that was kind of the turning point. And my therapist, Holly Billings, phenomenal. She called me on my bullshit, wouldn't let me get away with it. Like, I can be a sweet talker, and she called me on it all the freaking time. But she also said, Anthony, I'm not going to let you be one of those veterans that throws a fit in a restaurant because you can't sit where you can see the door. That's my job to you. You served the country by doing what you did. I'm going to serve the country by helping you not be that individual. And by God, she did.
Among the first bits of advice from Norris's therapist, give a full accounting of what the IED blast took away.
So I didn't realize what that event, I sold it short. So people would say, well, tell me about the IED incident. I said, it went boom. I went out, that hurt, and that was it. That's literally what I would say. And that's literally what I thought. That's all it was to me. And Holly was like, guess what? It's more to you than that. You're just not seeing it. You can no longer go to pharmacy school. You no longer speak five languages. You can no longer navigate to your house. You're no longer married. You have almost no memory of your childhood. It's more than that. And so that mental injury at that point took a different perspective, because that incident was single-handedly what destroyed the life that I had planned or wanted to be. And I didn't give it that. And so when I started giving that, this PTSD or mental illness started to really expand to where I could break it down and start to recover from it.
Anthony Norris also stopped drinking alcohol and taking pain medication.
So going off pain meds made the therapy start to take hold because I was present. I haven't been on pain meds in 6 years. The pain is worse, but I deal with it better.
Which paved a path for Anthony Norris's participation in prolonged exposure therapy at the Veterans Administration on the receiving end, and from 2012 to 2015 as a VA mental health peer specialist, working alongside his fellow veterans who might have PTSD or TBI. Norris has also received brain wave optimization therapy in Arizona and continues his therapy sessions here at home. But he says some of the best medicine for the brain is using it.
And the reasoning is so, like when I was hit, and you can tell from brain scans and stuff, it's the back right part of my brain and the front left, because it goes back and forth. As it's hit, it bounces off your skull. Well, that causes bruising or scar tissue that neurons cannot fire through. So pathways of doing normal things like grabbing this and drinking it and comprehending what you're doing have to be rerouted. And the only way to reroute them is by exercising that and using them.
Exercising his brain even more than demonstrated by his eloquence and interview skills today. Every day, Anthony Norris turns the table on the IED blast of 23 July 2010.
And then I had a guy tell me, there's always a positive in a negative event. You just have to find it. And that's true. You focus on the positive. You search for the positive. That is what you find. It becomes a positive point in your time where it changed you, shaped you for who you are today. You can't ever get rid of that. The negative is not so negative.
A profile of Anthony Norris and other special operations personnel is posted at exceptionalwarriors.org. Find a photo of Anthony Norris and his faithful companion Penny and information on connecting disabled veterans with service dogs at labsforliberty.org. For information on the community-wide mental health needs assessment currently underway with partners Springfield Greene County Health Department, the Missouri Foundation for Health, Burrell Behavioral Health, Cox Health, Mercy Springfield, and Jordan Valley Community Health Center, the Springfield Greene County Health Department at springfieldmogov/2853/health, Burrell Behavioral Health at burrellcenter.com, and the Community Foundation of the Ozarks at cfozarks.org. For Let's Talk About It, Normalizing Mental Health Conversations and Making a Difference, I'm Mike Smith.